This is the Truth Network.
Welcome to Man Talk, brought to you by TAWCMM, Talking and Walking Christian Men's Ministry, where they're devoted to breaking down the walls of race and denomination and challenging men to take their God-assigned role. Here's our hosts, Will Hardy and Roy Jones Jr., a black guy and a white guy.
Welcome back to Man Talk Radio. I'm Roy Jones.
And I'm Will Hardy. And you know, Roy, on last show, we were talking about how to lead a man to Christ. We were going by a really, really simple and good outline by Patrick Morley. He is the author of Man in the Mirror and some other books that you can visit on Amazon. Really, really good writer and really solid in his Christian doctrine.
Yeah, and I meant to mention last show, Will, Pastoring Men is a great book that he's done as well.
Okay. Yeah,
it's an excellent book.
Wow. Okay, so men, today we want to get in a little deeper into who is Jesus. So when you start sharing your testimony with that man whom God has placed and prepared in your heart, you need to be able to show this man in scripture who Jesus is. You know, he is the Savior, he is God, and he is the only way to the Father. So those are the three things we want to talk about first in this first half of the show. So Roy, so if I'm that man that God had placed now in your pathway, and I asked you, so Roy, who is this Jesus? Mm. And so what is it you're going to tell me in reference to him being the Savior?
Well, you know, back to what we were talking about last show, you know, Adam broke the fellowship with God from the garden, so man lost fellowship with God at that time. So Christ is our gateway to the Father. I mean, he says, no one shall come to the Father except through the Son. So Jesus Christ died for our sins, came, lived as a man here for 33 years, died for our sins, so and carried all the sins of the world, not just died for our sins, but took on the sins of the world on the cross and died for us. Mm-hmm. And so that is who Jesus, our Savior, is.
Wow. You know, because he says here in John chapter 4, verses 25 and 26, and I think this is referencing the woman who was by the well. The woman said, I know that the Messiah is called Christ is coming. And when he comes, everything, he's going to basically show everything to us. And then Jesus said, I who speak to you
am he.
Am he.
Yes, I am he.
So Jesus is saying, you, whatever it is that you're looking for, I am it.
Mm. Yeah, that's a great point, Will. And just I'm sitting there thinking about the whole illustration of that.
Mm-hmm.
How often is it sitting right in front of us?
And right.
We don't realize it.
Wow.
I mean, really think about that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's we're chasing so many things that to fulfill and to satisfy, and it's literally been here for a long, long time right in front of us.
We're just chasing things that really, Roy, don't matter.
Yep.
Because, you know, we talked before off the radio, and we said, you know, we spend our entire lives getting stuff that when we leave here, somebody else is going to be living in, somebody else is going to be driving, somebody's going to be eating your food, and somebody's going to be either married to your wife again if she gets remarried. So we spend our whole time getting stuff only that we're going to lose it because we can't take it with us.
Well, and you left one out. Somebody's going to spend time throwing our stuff away.
This is true,
If you've ever dealt with an estate, that's what ends up happening because nobody has room for all the stuff, so it ends up getting thrown away.
Yeah, because they say, well, this is stuff I don't need. I got one of these.
That's right.
You know, things like that.
Why in the world was he saving this?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I guess what we were trying to get to you, men and ladies that are listening, is that there is a simple path to salvation and to a greater relationship with our Heavenly Father while you're here on earth, and that is through Jesus Christ.
And number two is, who is Jesus? He's God. So Jesus is God, and we know that we serve one God that is manifested in three persons, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And so Hebrews chapter 1, verse 3 says, the Son is the radiance of God's glory and exact representation of his being. So when, you know, the disciples asked Jesus, show us the Father. Well, why do you want to show me to show you the Father when the Father and I are one? So when you're looking at me, you're looking at the Father in in flesh. So we can't separate the two. But that's what we need to share with men when we begin to give our testimony and talk to them about who Jesus is. And then what's the third one there, Roy?
The third component? Or the
third component.
He is the only way to the Father.
And so,
as we said earlier, right?
Yeah.
No one shall come to the Father except for the Son. So
that's right. And of course, where is that found?
In John 14:6, Jesus said, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me, the Son.
So when people ask, is there any other way to the Father or even to heaven? Our answer is
No.
So see, and see, we should stand up and support that, because there are all of these atheists and individuals who attempt to use psychology and even to the point of using some psychiatric type of methods to try and use reason to say that there has to be more than one way to get to heaven. But see, my when I talk to men about that, this is what I tell them. I said, Jesus was the only one who said that in 3 days, you're going to tear down this temple and I'm going to raise it up again. And so he knew how he would die, and he knew when he would be raised. There is no other man in history that has ever lived who has made a claim of when he was going to die and then when he was going to be raised up. No man. So all of these other men who started all of these religions, they're dead. And they're waiting to be judged by the King of Kings. And we know, of course, there's different judgment seats. There's the judgment seat of Christ for those who are redeemed in God. And then there's the white throne judgment for those who are not in Christ, who are going to be judged by the white throne. And that's going to be a sad time, Roy.
Very sad.
So number two, when you talk to a man.
Hold that thought 1 second, Will.
Yeah.
I want, if you're listening, I want you to think about what Will just said, the white throne of judgment, which is for the unbelievers. There's no worse feeling, I don't think, Will, than to know there's someone that's been in your life that, whether it was a casual acquaintance or a friend or a family member or whatever, and you never shared the gospel with them, or you gave up on them, or you didn't pray for them. And unexpectedly, they die. And I know if you've lived very long, that's happened to you. And I think that should be our call to action today, is that we should never miss an opportunity to plant a seed.
That's right.
We should never miss an opportunity to plant a seed, because you don't know, that may be the last time you see them, or that may be the last time they see you.
That's exactly right.
It could be you that goes home and they never have another opportunity to have that relationship with you, or vice versa. Something could happen to them, and then you're going to be left standing, why didn't I say something? And so, folks, that's just a word of encouragement to don't miss the opportunity to plant the seeds.
That's right. Because all day, every day, God is going to bring someone across your path, and that individual may need to hear the word that is in your heart, and you need to share it with them.
And one of the key things we talk about is prayer. So mm-hmm. you should start every day, Father, open the door for me to tell someone about you.
Mm-hmm. And just don't pray the prayer, but look for that opportunity mm-hmm. when God does open up that door yeah. to share. Because yeah. we can pray it all day, and then God opened this door, and three or four or five people pass our path during the day, and then all of a sudden, we hadn't shared the gospel.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's because we're not tuned in to when the Holy Spirit's nudging our heart, or mm-hmm. we feel the nudge and we're not following the nudge.
That's right.
We ignore it. So mm-hmm. I'll do that later.
Mm-hmm. And later may be too late.
Yeah.
For either us or the individual.
That's right. It may never come, right?
That's right. Okay. So number two, why did Jesus come?
To seek the lost. In Luke 19:10, Jesus said, "For the Son of Man came to seek and to save what was lost."
So, you know, if an individual, Jesus said this, if an individual don't need a physician, then, and they need Christ, then they're well. But those who are sick, Jesus said, is the one who needs the physician. Those who are sick is the one who needs salvation. And of course, according to Romans chapter 1, all have sinned mm-hmm. and come short sure. of the glory
yes.
of God.
Amen.
So we are all sinners, and we have all fell short of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And as such is the reason why we need to be able to understand that we cannot save ourselves. We can't do it. We have to have a savior. See, any time, Roy, when a person says, "Oh, when I die here, I'm going to stand on my own merit," well, good luck with that.
Yeah, we already know how that turns out, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if that were even possible, there would have been no need for Jesus to have come down
mm-hmm.
from heaven to walk with us. We know that.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that argument's been proven out that that's not going to work. Mm-hmm. You may try to convince yourself, but it's not going to work.
That's right. So, Roy, we're coming up on a break right now, and we're going to come back and we're going to finish this out in reference to leading a man to Christ and being prepared to understand, men, what you should do in order to tell that individual whom God has brought across your path that plan of salvation. We'll be right back.
TAWCMM would love to have you join their community of men for breakfast every first and third Friday of every month. They have Bible discussions and fellowship after the best breakfast in town. The meeting location is at their gracious host church, First Christian Church in Kernersville, 1130 North Main Street in Kernersville. They have a hard start at 7 o'clock and a hard stop at 8 o'clock. First-time visitors eat for free. Join your hosts, Will Hardy and Roy Jones Jr., a black guy and a white guy. Affordable Chiropractic in High Point. As you might tell from their name, Affordable Chiropractic, even for the cash patient. Dr. Jeff Fricke has been caring for patients in High Point for 34 years. Physical therapy such as ultrasound and spinal decompression for disc conditions such as herniation. Comprehensive care for auto accident injury patients with no out-of-pocket expense. Remember, Affordable Chiropractic on West Lexington Avenue in High Point. Call 336-885-1987.
Welcome back to Man Talk Radio. And what we were doing before the break is we were talking about who Jesus is what we covered first. And then we're talking about why he came. Before the break, Roy had mentioned that he came to seek the lost. And of course, all of us are lost. All of us needs mm-hmm. a savior. The second thing here that Patrick points out is to save sinners. Mm-hmm. 1 Timothy 1:5, here is a trustworthy saying and deserve acceptance. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. So men, all you are not alone. If you don't know Christ, you are not alone. Roy and I and everyone who is around you as you're listening to this on the radio right now, we have all fall short of the glory of God.
Yes, we have.
Mm-hmm. The saving sinners and saving those who are lost, it's sort of like go hand in hand.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely goes. You're lost and you're sinning in the world. So, and that's every one of us, Will. That's exactly right. It's every one of us. And we've just been redeemed and saved by accepting Christ. And that's the difference.
Mm-hmm. The third thing here under why did Jesus come? Jesus came to demonstrate God's love. I mean, we got scriptures here, but we know and we always go back to John 3:16,
mm-hmm.
you know, so that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever should believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting mm-hmm. life. And see, that's probably one of the most quoted scriptures. I even see it, Roy, at some of these football games,
yes.
you know, John 3:16 held up. And I think that was actually a movement that one guy started that. And he said at all the football games, everything that's televised, he got people who were on campus who were part of ministry and said, would you be willing to hold John 3:16 up?
Mm.
And that thing's been going ever since.
And, you know, I've even seen it underneath some of the football players' eye shadow, you know, the shadow for the sun.
Mm-hmm.
They have it, John 3:16, under their eyes.
He said to demonstrate Christ's loves. And he said at the right time, Romans 5:6-8, just at the right time when we were still sinners or powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. And then he says, very rarely will anyone die for a righteous man, though for a good man, someone might possibly dare to die. But God demonstrated his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
Amen.
Now, if that doesn't demonstrate love, and if we can't see that God loves man, that his desire is none of us should perish.
You know, Will, I have a question for you. You think there's something that with this whole thing of devaluing life, why people don't embrace this as much as they may have 50 years ago? Our society is so filled with video games that show violence, murder.
Mm-hmm.
Generations are being brought up, you know, going through complete, for all intents and purposes, is a simulator of battle,
mm-hmm.
you know, in some of these games.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just, and I wonder if we've really lost the value of life, and it's, therefore we're not really sensitized to what it means for somebody to give their life up for you.
And you know, Roy, that's so true, because when we look at all of the statistics, you know, suicide is up,
mm-hmm.
Depression is up, you know, anxiety is up. Everything that is against all of what we mm-hmm. believe in Jesus Christ, that's right, holy, just, and true,
mm-hmm.
it's up. So that tells us that I think society not only have done exactly what you said, but because the more we embrace what the world has to offer, the further we get away from Christ.
Right, because we're supposed to be in this world, but not of this world.
That's exactly right.
And too many of us, including those that are following Christ, are becoming more and more of this world. Like we were talking before the show, you know, we're weakening down the gospel. We're weakening down what it means to be a Christ follower because we're trying to make a righteous way of life fit into an unrighteous world.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Right. So we don't offend anybody. So we don't stand on standards sometimes when we really should, like always, stand on our standards.
And see, and if we stand on the standards that Jesus Christ has set for mm-hmm. us, you know, we're going to be condemned by the world.
Of course.
You know, and they're going to attack us on every side. But what we should do is stand fast on the truth,
yeah.
regardless of what an individual says, because, you know, as individuals and in this body of flesh, which is weak, you know, we have a tendency to be hurt by some of the things that people says
right.
to us. And we have that, we sort of like go into the shell and we say, well, if this happened to me, then I'm not going to share the gospel
right,
anymore.
Right, right.
You know, but I think the opposite should be true, that it should make you even bolder.
Yeah.
You know, because the word of God in 1 John tells us that this is the confidence that we have in mm-hmm. him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us.
Yes, he does.
So he hears us if it lines up with the truth.
That's right. Well, and that we should just go ahead and, and get used to being acclimated that way. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter what you're doing, whatever job you're doing, whatever sport you take on, you have to go through an acclimation period. And Will, you make a great analogy there. You just got to come right back at it. If you get shot down, somebody hurts your feelings, you just come right back at it. Mm-hmm. You just keep plowing forward. And God will strengthen you. And you will become, I don't want to use the word calloused, but you will become seasoned enough that mm-hmm. those things won't stop you.
That's right.
You'll just keep plowing through it, and you'll stand steadfast, and you'll stand stalwart, and you'll move on.
Mm-hmm. So what was another thing that Jesus, why did he come? He came to atone for our sins. 1 John 4:9-10. This is how God shown his love among us. He sent his one and only son into the world that we might through him
have life.
Have life. Mm. Because see, this is love. Not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his son as a atoning sacrifice for our sins. Mm-hmm. See, he had to do, Roy, what we couldn't do.
Right.
So, men, this is why Christ came. He came for all these things that we're talking to you about. Christ, he was not some figment of someone's imagination. He wasn't in the mind of someone. He was an actual living man who took on a body from heaven, came down, took on the body to bring us back to the Father because we can't bring ourselves.
And yeah, it's a good thing I wanted to bring up along those lines. Well, I was listening to, I watched the movie God's Not Dead 2 the other day, and it was had some of the testimonials about historically it's been proven that Jesus was here.
Mm-hmm.
And so, folks, this isn't a hypothetical, or this isn't something that's a faith in something that never happened.
Mm-hmm.
It has been historically proven that mm-hmm. he was here.
And if you look and dig deeper into your study, you'll even find that other religions has talked about this man who walked mm-hmm. upon the face of the earth. And these are like pagan religions, you know, that they recognize that this man, Jesus Christ, existed. And of course, they may not call him Christ, but, you know, they recognize him as being an individual who lived and walked among men.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's not a figment. And then finally.
So what, along those lines, Will. He walked among men, but what was the number one component about this man? He wasn't here to be served. He was here to serve.
To serve, yes.
So, and man, that fills right into what we've continued to share with you mm-hmm. as being leaders of your families and in your communities and in your churches, is to be the servant in all of those places and lead by example.
That's right, because man, you supposed to be the priest. You supposed to be the pastor of your home. You are the one that leads your family to church and bring them home. Talk about what the message was that the pastor or minister had spoke about. Make sure these things are reinforced in your children. All of these things are, I think, tantamount to the growth of a Christian and showing that we are approving ourselves to God by wanting to know more about him and carrying on that conversation.
Right. And one thing I want to add in here too, Will, is you're talking about being the pastor of your home. Men, you need to do this as well as share with your friends and family and your colleagues that when you go sit in a sermon, just to sit and listen, you know, most people cannot retain all of what they've just heard.
Mm-hmm.
And they may remember bits and pieces, but be mindful to start journaling.
That's right.
Or making notes during the sermon mm-hmm. and go back and visit that.
Mm-hmm.
And I challenged a group of men the other night, just something we want to share with the folks today is that just get a book and write down a thought or two a day, a prayer or two a day, stuff that people want to, they're important that they want to talk to God about or that they want to remember.
Mm-hmm.
And the other piece of that is that's going to be your story someday
mm-hmm.
when you're gone.
Mm-hmm.
Back to that cleaning out all the stuff.
Mm-hmm.
What more valuable thing than for a son or a daughter or a wife to pick up their husband's journal or notes from a sermon or a prayer for their family members to see in there? I think those things, having lost parents, that those things would be invaluable.
That's right.
And not to mention how it's going to help you in your walk and as you reflect each day with God.
So, man, we're winding this thing down, but the last thing we want to give you is Christ came to become a source of eternal salvation. And of course, that's Hebrews 5 and 9. You know, all of what we've been talking about here today in reference to God and who Jesus Christ is, it's for the benefit of you eternally. It's putting you in a position eternally to be with Jesus. Because one of the absolute worst things is not for you as an individual to end up in outside of heaven, but to be outside of the presence of God forever. I mean, just to think about that, you know, if you don't make it to glory, you won't be able to call on his name and he come and deliver you from some turmoil or some affliction. So man, we're sharing this with you today so that you can take this forward and share it with someone else. Lead that man to Christ. Understand where and who it is that God has placed in front of you so you can be that vessel to do what you were meant and called to do as a man.
Amen, Will. Thank you so much. Folks, we hope you have a great week. And as we always close out the show, we remind you, it's a simple thing. Just decide to follow God. Just ask Jesus into your heart. Ask him to forgive you of your sins. Recognize that he died for you, that you were covered by the blood, and he was raised in 3 days, and you'll be with him someday in heaven.
Amen, brother. Thank you again for listening to Man Talk Radio, and we'll see you next time.
As we wrap up today's show, be assured that TAWCMM, Talking and Walking Christian Men's Ministry, is building a community of men that are Christ followers with a desire to be servant leaders in their homes, communities, churches, and work environments. Check out our website for upcoming events and regularly scheduled meetings. Drop us a note for topics that you would like to have us visit in the future. Thank you for joining us on Man Talk today. Visit us at www.tawcmm.com. Men walking the talk.
This is the Truth Network.